Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Ed Samuel, Kashawn Parker, and Rick Alcantara. The question I want to ask is, how do you know when someone is manipulating you and what do you do about it? Ed, can you kick us off?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, every time I think about this topic, I'm thinking of bait and switch. And it's happened to me more times than I care to think about. Most recently, unfortunately, it happens more so in network marketing, where they're bringing you along. And the next thing I know, hey, in order to get the discount, I'm required to be a preferred member. And I have to order $70 or $100 of product a month. But that's told to me after I've already signed up. And then it's kind of like, well, what do I do? This should all have been explained to me up front, completely manipulated to the point where now, what do? I unenroll very quickly. And it was a painful process, but it was the way it was done was very tricky. I know network marketing very well. Many, many different places are out there. Some are very legitimate and do a good job, but some, they actually train the salespeople to do this kind of tactic. And I view it as bait and switch. I view it very manipulative. And at this point, I will disengage from the person and I will not be promoting them to other people.
And Ed, I see that happening somewhat through LinkedIn. I get these invites all the time and it sounds very professional. It sounds like they want to connect them, like they're really a legitimate, you know, reason for you to be speaking with them. Then you get on the call and it's like, all I want to do is sell you something. And I'm like, okay, see you, goodbye. Or I try to ferret it out even before we get on the phone call and say goodbye. The other place where I see a kind of manipulation taking place is when you're working with a client. And if they constantly coming back to you with the expectation that I thought this was part of the assignment, or I thought this was part of the job, or I thought it was part of the project. And, you know, they're constantly coming back and want you to work for free. And I found the best way to work around that is, first of all, just make sure you have a really good discussion up front, exactly what the work entails, what you're going to do for that price. And that if there is anything else extra, it gets billed separately through a change order or something like that.
Well, I think both in marketing and dealing with clients, manipulation is very prevalent. And for me, I'd have to agree. I've seen it a lot in dealing with just conversations with clients where if that communication and clarity isn't presented up front, it is, well, I thought this was being offered. And, you know, well, how can I now add that in and scope it in such a way where I've already paid you what I'm going to pay you, but by the way, I want you to do these additional services. And you're like, no, that's not really what we agreed to. So now let's figure out how to, and at least for me, it's going back to that original contract agreement. Let's specifically outline what we want to be sure that it's included. And it is clearly communicated succinctly. And before you sign on that dotted line, we're going through it. We're talking about it. We're making sure that any questions that may come up are answered. We're engaging up front. It is part of making sure that I'm able to provide the service and you're receiving the benefit that you think that you're paying for, which really, I think, tackles the idea of anyone feeling or being manipulated, because that's always a situation no one wants to find themselves on the receiving end of, or to be found out that you're the person responsible for the behavior. So I think that communication up front really sets the tone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, manipulation is definitely one of those things. It just has an icky feeling to it. I don't like it when I realize that somebody is trying to scam me or move me in a direction that's good for them and bad for me. Mohan, it's great to see you. Thanks for being here. What are your thoughts? Like, how do you know when you're being manipulated? And then what do you do about it?
Generally, manipulators are, in my opinion, dishonest people. They are basically they use your, take advantage of your weakness. And also, to some extent, if you're insecure, they take advantage of it. There are three things when you start a company or a business: your product, the team, and capital. In the team, one of the most valuable thing is to make sure you don't have anybody who has this dishonesty or lack of integrity, and they could be potential manipulators, and you want to see through it, and you should be able to avoid it to begin with. I think many times they look at you and your weakness, your insecurity, or your kind of some or other not clear. You don't have self-confidence. You don't have the judgment, good judgment, and people around you, and especially those people, those who are manipulators, will try to exploit you. And you have to see through it. You need to be taken in charge.
I love that you brought up manipulation versus integrity. To me, there is a hard line. You do not manipulate people if you have good integrity. Absolutely, I agree with that.
I'm thinking of another marketing tactic that I've actually read about, and it happened to me. It's called the drip campaign. So what happens in the drip campaign is that, hey, Ed, how are you? That's today. 5 days later, hey, where are you from? Hey, Ed, I love your LinkedIn profile. 2 days later, hey, Ed. A week later, hey, Ed. Mm. Next thing I know, 6 weeks later, here's the foundation that I have. Can you think about donating money? Mm. So it's drip, 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 drip. And I feel that's a form of manipulation. Now, when I see it coming, I shut it off pretty hard. And I say to somebody, well, if you're not sure where I'm from, have you looked at my website yet or my LinkedIn profile? Why would you not have looked at that yet? And I cut it off pretty hard now when I see it coming. But drip campaign, manipulation.
Interesting.
And other people will tell you, beautiful marketing tactic. Not me.
Yeah, retargeting is another one. You go on a website, you look at something, buy a piece of furniture or something, and next thing you know, you open Facebook, and there it is. Every piece of furniture that company sells. Or you go to another site, and same thing, you're seeing all the furniture again. I did that with Timberland. I bought a pair of boots back in November, and all of a sudden, every site I was on was selling me Timberland boots.
I think that people who are good manipulators, if there's such a thing, are good at manipulating people. They take advantage of people being nice. They take advantage of you not wanting to be rude, of you not wanting to be mean. When you accidentally pick up a phone call from somebody who's trying to sell you something and you're like, I'm not interested, thank you. And they're like, okay, I understand that. But as soon as they say, but, I hang up. I'm like, nope, you are not listening. That's manipulation. I'm out. Kashawn, hearing what the guys have had to say, what do you think?
Well, I think something interesting that at least comes up when I'm thinking of manipulation is to deal with it. I know that there are ways to say, okay, I'm not going to address that, or I'm not going to tackle that. But what I find that is, call it out, call it for what it is. It's like, I don't necessarily appreciate the drip campaign, or I'm sure there's probably not an ideological way to go about targeting when you're shopping for Timberland boots. But if it's an opportunity that presents itself to engage and call out the behavior, it's like, I don't like X. Here's why. And, you know, at least then you've made your call. You've provided the feedback for what's coming to your, you know, your vantage point, and you're dealing with it, as opposed to that person doesn't know. And perhaps they may be just oblivious to the fact that they're coming off manipulative. Mm. But at least now you know, and you can't, you know, cry wolf or cry sheep, you know, and say, I didn't know that. Well, let me show you how this is coming across. And now we have a different conversation.
I think you have to be able to recognize when somebody's manipulating you. Sometimes that's difficult because they may be so sweet in talking to you and try to take advantage of you. That's a common practice. But if you believe in yourself, once you recognize this is a manipulation process, then you should ignore that person. You should avoid. You should have no connection with it. I mean, that you don't want to be a victim of manipulation. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially in business, because we are talking about marketing, you know, of course, you can say, you know, it's a ploy they use, but in running a company and growing your real assets, somebody inside is trying to manipulate you to get to a better position. That's a path for failure. That should be recognized. So the real way to do that is you have to be in charge. You have to have that confidence and capability to identify it and correct it immediately. If you don't do it, then the whole process breaks down.
It's going to get worse. You can't be too nice and let somebody manipulate you. So that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation about manipulation. It is one of my pet peeves. I cannot stand it when somebody tries to manipulate me. So thank you so much. And I look forward to having another one with you all again very soon.
Thanks.
Thank you.